We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And this morning, I normally don't do politics or religion on the show, but today I've got Rudolph J. Siebert, who is a professor at Western Michigan. Good morning. How are you, Rudy?
Good morning. Very well.
Well, as a quick introduction on who you are the world's foremost expert in the critical theory of religion. You've published author with dozens of books. Professor of Critical Theory of Religion and Society, Western Michigan, correct?
Yes.
Soldier in the German Air Force and Army. You were a POW in Virginia and an American prisoner of war camp. And you're also classified as an anti-Nazi. And I also have my brother, Dustin Bird, here today. How are you, Dustin?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Get a little closer to that mic, would you?
Yes, sir.
There we go. Hey, Rudy, I guess we're going to do a couple segments with you, and these are going to fly by because your story is amazing. And we're just going to scratch the surface. But I guess if you could, can you kind of tell me a little bit about, your history and kind of where this critical religion started from, kind of as you were back in the day of when you were taken from your home by Hitler?
Yes. So I grew up in Germany in Frankfurt, and I was in an elite high school there, and we were drafted in 1943 to the Air Force. So I was then in the German Air Force to defend the German cities against saturation bombing. And I did that for 2 years, and then I was drafted into the army. There were no planes anymore at that time, or not many. So then I was trained to go to Russia as an anti-tank officer. And so I was trained up to February 1945. But then General Patton crossed the Rhine River, and so I was sent against him. And so I fought a few weeks battles against General Patton.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 4 weeks or so, there were no soldiers anymore. My whole group, which I commanded, 250, all died in Alzenau, where I visited them for years and years in the cemeteries. And I was brought to Marseille, from Marseille to Africa, and then from Africa to Virginia and Norfolk. And so I was a prisoner of war there. And at that time, there was a change in American policy that Morgenthau had taught that every German was a Nazi. But then the Frankfurt School people in the New School in New York convinced Mrs. Roosevelt and Roosevelt that there were some people who had not been Nazis.
Yeah.
And so 25,000 prisoners, German prisoners, and a few thousand Italians were selected as anti-Nazis and sent back to Germany and Italy, and I was one of them.
And you're one of them. And how did that change your life?
Well, I was a student first. I was a member of the Catholic Youth Movement, and in Germany we were very active against fascism. We protected some Jewish people, and we spread the letters of Graf von Galen, the Bishop of Münster, who protested against the concentration camps, and they were forbidden, and we spread them, and so we had Gestapo visits. So it was a very exciting mm-hmm. type of a life, and then, of course, when I was drafted, I did not want to go, but an officer came and said I had no choice, so I had to go and was trained then. So it was a strange thing. On one side, I was against the German war goals, that means to colonize mm-hmm. Russia and so on. But then I saw, on the day when I was drafted, Frankfurt was bombed, and I saw the horror of the bombing, and I thought to defend the civilians against that would be a good thing.
Yeah.
So it was a very contradictory position.
Right.
On one side, no conformity to the war goals, but immediately in the Rhine Main area to protect the cities there, I thought was a good thing. And I was the campaign manager of McGovern, mm-hmm. and he ran for presidency. He had bombed Frankfurt. And so we had discussions about that. And I said, George, if I had been there, you would not be here anymore. But we were good friends up to the end. So,
how old were you when you were taken from your home? You were 15. I mean, that's just amazing to be taken from your home and forced to do things that you didn't want to do. It's almost, unfathomable in the days that we live in now that something like that could happen. Yeah. Well, let's fast forward several years. Now, you're here at Western Michigan as a professor.
Mm-hmm.
You're teaching the critical theory of religion, which if you can kind of tell me, I know it probably won't be very easy, but kind of in a nutshell, what is the critical theory of religion?
Yeah. So I was 54 years I taught at Western, But at the same time, also in Canada and in East Germany and West Germany and so on. So, but I always came back again. And so from 1946 on, we developed that, what we called the critical theory of religion. And it came about through the Frankfurt School, because I mentioned the Frankfurt School, Jewish scholars who developed a critical theory of society. And so out of this, we developed a critical theory of religion. And so that started in 1946. When I came home to Germany, I was sent back. I had to go into politics. So I helped to found the Christian Democratic Party, which is still in power. It's Merkel now. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to have Christians and workers together. And then Adenauer came and made it into another party of Protestant and Catholic bourgeoisie, middle class people. And the workers all went to the Social Democratic Party and to the Communist Party, which was then forbidden. They were in contact with Adorno and Horkheimer, the main people of the Frankfurt School, who mm-hmm. came back from exile here from the United States and founded again the Institute for Social Research.
Yeah.
So that's what I worked with. And out of this, then developed the critical theory of religion.
And yeah, it's just amazing to me when we talk to you, because I've been around this a bit and I've heard about this. And we did a video years ago, you explaining what these things are. And for me, it's just like, whew, this is heady stuff for me. I don't deal with all the stuff that often. So this is why it's just so cool. Dustin, I mean, kind of what is your take on this? And, you know, we've got another about a minute here. But why is this such an important thing, that the critical theory of religion?
You know, I started to study the critical theory of religion when I started at Western as an undergrad, and within the first year I took a class with Rudy. And it became very clear that this wasn't just a theory that described the world. It was a theory that critiqued the world as it is and offered an alternative position, alternative vision, that helped understand, so you could help understand what the world ought to be,
mm-hmm.
right? So it wasn't just a positivistic type of explanation of the world as it is, as you find most in science and in most other social sciences, but it was an alternative. It was a critique. It showed a better way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I think is most important about the critical theory.
Okay. Well, that we've run out of time for this segment. We're going to have you guys back for another one. I certainly appreciate having you. And we could do shows upon shows on this, but we've only got this one. I'll have you back for another segment. So thank you, and we'll be back right in just a minute on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.